This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 22. Sunrise at 5.05 a.m., sunset at 8.24 p.m. From the Salem News, Paul Layton writes that the fight over who is responsible for more than $7 million in pension costs for the former Essex Aggie employees is over, and the winner or loser, depending on your point of view, is Essex Technical High School. The state has approved a request that Essex Tech pay $421,947 per year for the next 17 years to fund retiree costs that have been left unaccounted for when the former Essex Agricultural and Technical Institute closed in 2014 and merged with a new school. According to Paul Layton, those costs were initially charged to the towns, school districts, and other agencies that belong to the Essex Regional Retirement System, of which Essex Aggie was a member. But that retirement system threatened to sue over the payments, saying it was unfair to charge their members for costs that should be paid by Essex Tech as the successor agency to Essex Aggie. Well, residents in Winthrop have approved a debt exclusion override that will mean the town will have a new Miller Field. The proposed project for the new athletic complex can start immediately now that the override has passed. In determining how the town will pay for the project, the town council capped the override amount at $9.8 million. The town will look to take out a 15-year bond instead of a 25-year bond, saving interest funds. The cost also includes extensive drainage work to Lewis Lake and that area. The cost to the average homeowner will be an additional $130 to $155 a year. The measure passed on Tuesday, 1,807 to 949. And that project will include a new state-of-the-art regulation track and synthetic turf field with a life expectancy of 10 to 12 years and the capability of the town to host sporting events, new bleacher system with a visitor seating for 500 and home seating for 750, with the opposing sides allowing for easier crowd control and many, many more renovations to Miller Field. Bill Newell reports on two automobile-related stories from Danvers, the RMV and issues at the intersection at Route 128 and 62.
The Registry of Motor Vehicles announced that it will be closing its branch at the Liberty Tree Mall in Danvers this Friday, forcing North Shore residents to head elsewhere to conduct their registry business. In a story written by Paul Layton in Wednesday's edition of the Salem News, registry officials announced the decision yesterday, saying they decided not to renew their lease due to persistent problems with heating, ventilation, and air conditioning at the mall location. The branch has been forced to shut down several times, including a seven-day stretch in late May and early June. There are some reports that they'll be looking for a new branch either in Danvers, Beverly, Peabody, or Topsfield, or possibly expanding the branch in Revere. And Ethan Foreman writes on a front-page story in the Salem News that intersection at 128 and Route 62 in Danvers, a fully protected red arrow for the traffic trying to turn left onto one highway ramp and a flashing yellow arrow for traffic trying to turn onto the opposite ramp may make the interchange at Elliott Street and Route 128 safer, but not less congested. Officials made that comment yesterday, Danvers Public Works Director David Lane commenting on the changes being made to that intersection that saw a spike in accidents over the last several years since it was upgraded. Rick?
The St. Peter's Fiesta Festival gets underway this week. It'll begin in earnest today, Wednesday, as the Fiesta Show's Carnival opens at St. Peter's Square. This is at Rogers and Commercial Streets. All you can ride for one price coupons are available at local businesses in Gloucester. And from 7 to 10 p.m., there will be musical entertainment on the main stage altar. It'll be St. Peter's Square. It'll be Barry Mooney and the Sounds of Legends. On Thursday, June 23 at 5 p.m., the carnival opens up once again at St. Peter's Square. At 6:30 p.m. will be the Fiesta 5K Road Race in conjunction with the Cape Ann YMCA. The race will start at Stage Fort Park, 24 Huff Avenue, and finishes in St. Peter's Square. And also on Thursday from 8 to 11 p.m., music and dancing to the Wildfire main stage altar at St. Peter's Square. Wildfire, I believe they're based in Peabody. Chronicle reporter Ted Reinstein spoke at the Abbott Public Library in Marblehead last night, and he discussed his new book, Wicked Pissed. It's about New England feuds. Here's one clip from the talk last night as he discusses writer Rudyard Kipling and a little-known feud.
So Rudyard Kipling spent the last 3 years of the 19th century in West Dummerston, basically Brattleboro, Vermont, where he built his dream house, Nolaka, which is a Hindi word meaning gem of gems. And he spent a lot of time there writing. It's, as I said, perhaps it's been argued his three most productive years. That's the study of Nolaka. And he wrote arguably his most famous book, The Jungle Book. Unfortunately for Rudyard Kipling, a couple of years into his Vermont idyll, had a terrible falling out with his brother-in-law. Now, if you have a really awful ongoing family dispute and you live in Marblehead, and the family member that you're feuding with lives in Ohio, it may cause you some degree of angst, but you're not going to be at it in each other's face and hair every day. Unfortunately for Rudyard Kipling, his brother-in-law of said dispute lived next door. So there was no getting around it. He left Nolaka and Vermont never to return, which broke his heart. It's very sad. There's an account of Rudyard Kipling on the morning that he and his family were leaving to go to the train and then to a ship in New Jersey to go back to England. He said, as he stared out at the western mountains and Mount Monadnock in the distance, and he said to this close family friend, he said, "You know, there are only two places in the world that I have known true peace, Bombay and Vermont, and I can return to neither one."
Ted Reinstein at the Epic Public Library in Marblehead. That's this Check It on News. For MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.